I kind of like it when Max takes a shot at Stephen A. Smith and calls him, you're being Stephen B. Smith here because this is your B material. Guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Mina Kimes will join us as well as Rachel Nichols in the next couple of hours. Hey, it's Max's joke, not mine. Hell with all of you. Soccer is back on ESPN+. Serie A, FA Cup, MLS, and more. Plus, get original series-exclusive studio shows as well and the complete 30 for 30 library. Stream soccer from the best leagues and tournaments from around the world, all in HD, all on your favorite devices. The beautiful game lives on ESPN+. Sign up today at ESPNplus.com or in the ESPN app. And now for your SportsCenter update. The NBA Players Association Executive Director Michelle Roberts says that the NBA may need to compete in a bubble for next season. Oklahoma coach Lincoln Riley and the school's Board of Regents have agreed to a new six-year contract extension through 2025. And finally, Starbucks has over 87,000 combinations of possible drinks. You'd have to consume a new drink every day for more than 238 years to try each one. This SportsCenter is brought to you by Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. Works fast and you won't stink. It's pharmacist recommended, odor-free pain relief for muscle pain, backache, strains, brains, and even arthritis. There's no stinging or burning involved. It's simple pain relief. Blue Emu, maximum pain relief. It works fast, and you won't stink. For all the latest headlines and information, tune into SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
Tony, can you do me a favor, please, because I am old and sometimes I get fooled by the internet. Can you tell me whether or not it is a true fact that people were marching regarding the unemployment benefits on the actual home of Mitch McConnell, shouting, Mitch better have my money. I want to know if that is a true, if that is a true story.
Because yes, it is, Dan.
That's fantastic. I mean, just it doesn't matter who that would have been. Like, if you're marching anywhere, you could have picked any politician in America, okay? A mayor, a senator, anyone. If that was the march anywhere, that was just so – that's creative, fantastic, and I need to see and hear all of it.
All right. We need to – Roy says that it is a fact. Tony will confirm that. I want to talk to Sedano and Rachel Nichols at 12:30 about what's interesting to them about the bubble. But I know before I went on break, there were a number of different things that Billy was marveling at inside of the bubble, sort of observations that he was making. I have not been following some of the stories on the gram, Sedano. So you tell me how interesting these Billy stories are as he sees, as he learned some things, some intimate things about some of his favorite NBA guys.
Well, Dan, first of all, there's a Twitter account that's just dedicated to the NBA life inside the bubble. That's incredible. I think what they do is they just go through and they put out everyone's content, and you're seeing almost everything that's happening in the bubble. Like, we're in the bubble. And maybe we can find that person to talk to. Whatever.
Let's I know who's behind the account. It's Nick DiPaola, who's kind of like our sneaker guru here at ESPN. Drew Ruiz, who used to work at Slam Magazine, Trayvon, who works with Amin, on his podcast. And I don't know who Wells is. I don't know him personally, but those are the four guys behind it.
Well, there you go. That was a quick search, Dan. You say we never go anywhere. How about that? We finally accomplished something. Anyway, so what I'm learning is, one, NBA players can drink beer very, very quickly because they are just kind of shotgunning these things and it's gone in like almost instantly. Two, NBA players stay in hotels very different from the hotels that I stay in because none of them seem to like the accommodations. And I'm seeing these things and I'm like, man, I wish that I could stay in a hotel that looks like that. These places look awesome. Three, it seems like they forgot to put a barbershop in, but they have since corrected that. And now there's a barbershop just kind of in the middle of the resort. Now, four, and this is where things get dicey, Dan. I was thinking, and I don't know how we're going to be able to pull this off at Disney World, right? But you see what happened to Lou Williams over the days off?
Yes. I will just tell you, having done some reporting on this while not some eating on this, I have been told that the food there is very good, that it is a plausible excuse to go to that strip club looking for the chicken wings, and that Lou Will has chicken wings in his name on that menu.
The lemon pepper Lou Will wings. But you can't get curbside there, Dan. Like, literally, if your name is on the menu, you can't just call ahead.
You know what?
And get
fair enough, Sedano. But if you're going to a strip club, it can't be curbside. Just go on in.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
No, I'm just saying, I'm saying spiritually that you can't go for food curbside at a strip club. You have to go in. I'm going to tell you this story. Do you know the story of the only time my father's ever been in a strip club?
No, and I need to hear this.
Please, oh, it's a totally true story. It's a wonderful story. My father was driving every day to work and didn't understand why it is that the marquee on one of the places on his way to work read free lunch. It just said free lunch. And so he's like, well, I've got to try that one day. Like one day he decided to try that. Imagine his confusion when he walks in and it's the middle of the day. It's dark. And all of a sudden he finds himself in a strip club. But damn if he didn't have a steak and a baked potato while he was there, even though he made a mistake.
Well, so Dan, follow me down this logic ladder, or I guess up a ladder because you're climbing it, right? If they built a barbershop because they realized, hey, we need a barbershop, and we're not to believe that Lou Williams went just to get food and they want to prevent future breaches of this protocol, would it not make sense for them to build a Disney strip club inside the bubble to prevent future breaches?
Yeah, you don't see the oxymoronic nature of Disney strip club, like those two phrases near each other, Disney and strip club. You know, you think that Disney has gotten into the strip club business? Has Disney ever depicted a strip club in anything that Disney's done?
No. First, I feel like I'm being misrepresented here. I wouldn't call it that, obviously. We'd call it something else. We'd figure out some sort of other name for it, right? But it's in the name of safety, Dan. I mean, I don't think Disney ever planned on building a barbershop in the middle of their hotels. I don't think they ever planned on having the entire NBA stay there. Different times, you know what I mean? Desperate times call for desperate measures here, Dan. I'm just trying to solve problems.
So basically what you're saying is Minnie Mouse and Daisy Duck is going to be dancing on a pole. Is that what you're saying, Billy?
Jeez.
That does feel like it sort of felt
tastefully.
Like what you're, yes, tastefully. Tastefully done.
I'd like to retract this idea immediately and pretend that the last couple minutes didn't happen.
Dan, I have an update on the Mitch Better Have My Money situation. Not only were protesters outside of Mitch McConnell's house, they actually brought two trucks in, one with an electronic billboard and another playing a trailer with band playing go-go music with a banner that read, Mitch Better Have My Money.
Billy, who's drinking beer particularly fast? I will get back into this Lou Williams story because I've been remiss in not talking about it. I didn't even know, honest to God, I didn't even know that you could go to a strip club during this. I thought that strip clubs would be non-essential, that strip clubs just, I mean, what are we doing with the lap dances? We're doing them with masks? We're doing them with women wearing nothing but a mask. The strip club industry has got to be hit hard by everything that's happening here. Who's drinking beer fast, Billy?
JJ Redick had a good one where he was like in a little mini pool that seemed to be designed for children. I think it was converted like ice tub. So he was recovering and also shotgunning a beer. Myers Leonard was good at it. It looks like,
Myers Leonard,
there's a bunch
the champion
of others here
right now. Myers Leonard is the champion. There's no doubt about that right now. He is killing
Billy. Everybody. Billy, when's the last time you shotgunned a beer?
Oh man. I don't know that I have. Honestly, it's dangerous. You have to like stab the thing, and what if you miss and you cut your hand? And then, you know, you have to. It's probably very unlikely, but you could drown doing it. I'm assuming, right? If it goes down the wrong pipe,
put it on the poll, Guillermo. Can you drown drinking beer at Lebatard Show on Twitter?
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Commercial is a proud partner with small businesses and proud to partner with the experts at SCORE. Access free online resources through the SCORE Small Business Resilience Hub at score.org. And, of course, it is time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. What's going to be Straight Talk, Dan? Give us some Straight Talk.
Well, the Straight Talk is that the lecherous and the perverts among you have sent me a lot of strip club information, and I've just learned that the Vivid Gentlemen's Club in Houston is the first drive-through strip club that you will find in Texas, where the strip club is open. The women are wearing masks, and you can drive right through. There's an area blocked off by metal barricades as cars drive through if you simply cannot bear an America without strip clubs. You will have to take that mutated version, put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Lebatard Show. Do you like the idea of a drive-through strip club? Mina Kimes will join us in about 15 minutes. Sedano knows where all the bodies are buried. Sedano is on pain medication. Stugatz is not here. Sedano, as I've told you before, Stugatz, as far as I can tell, in the media, Stugatz fears only one man, and it's Sedano, because he has seen Stugatz since he was a less camouflaged schemer. Since he was, like, believe it or not, Stugatz was even worse at this than he is now, but many years of practice have made him better than he used to be. Sedano was there at the beginning when Stugatz was running all manner of scams. So give us another Stugatz story that he does not want told on the air.
Dan, I want to finish up Straight Talk here. That was Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Dan, I will get to my Stugatz story in a moment, but I believe, you know, you're the type of guy, Dan, that, you know, we call you the grief eater around here. You like to make the guests uncomfortable. You like to ask these probing questions. And you know what, Dan? The boys and I have come up with something that we think is important here. We've decided to flip the script. Hit it, Roy.
And now it's time to flip the script on Dan Lebatard. Here's your host, George Sedano.
Oh, yeah. So, Dan, again, you love to be the inquisitive type, right? Ask all these difficult questions. You know what? It's time for you to be in the hot seat for once. It's time for you to answer the tough questions. Are you ready to be under the lights?
What happened to what I asked you?
Lebatard, we'll get to the Stugatz story after me.
You flipped the script, Dan.
We flipped the script here, okay? I'm in charge now. You see me? Look. I'm the captain now. Okay? So, Dan, I'm going to ask you the first probing personal question that you love to ask other people but never answer yourself. When are those babies coming, Dan?
Jesus. Getting right in there.
Let's go. I was going to say a joke, but I don't know if that's right, the right joke to make on ESPN Radio, but go ahead.
You were going to go to impotence?
No. You said get right in there, and as you should too.
The answer to your question is, whenever Valerie wants babies, we will have babies.
I guess. Good answer.
Yeah.
All right. Everyone.
But that's where you're starting? You're starting there? Just getting right up in there. All right.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I want to credit my wife, Kelly, who said that should be the first question I ask you. She said, you know, go right for the gusto. Go to the babies. Thanks, honey.
Yes, thank you, Kelly. I appreciate it.
Yeah. All right, who's next?
I'll go next. I want to get in here with this. Okay, Dan. Now, you looked great at your wedding, and I don't want you to take this as me saying you didn't look great, but you wore a bright blue suit at your wedding, and I'm wondering the thought process there on wearing a bright blue suit.
The thought process there, and I'm afraid of some redundancies here, when Valerie wants a bright blue suit, Valerie gets a bright blue suit. I think this is going to be my answer to all of your questions, because that was tailor-made, handcrafted, and as I'm looking at the material, I'm like, well, this seems pretty ridiculous, but I match like an ornament with everything that she wants here, so that's the way we're doing it.
I sense a theme.
Yeah. I sense. Who's next?
Dan, when did you most doubt yourself?
That's such a Dan question. Excellent job, Billy.
I would say midnight in a Miami Herald bathroom, sobbing because I was overwhelmed at the beginning of the Marlins beat, because the guy I was competing against on Marlins News had baseball scouts in his wedding, and I was 22 years old and didn't know how to do my job yet, and I was getting buried every day publicly by Marlins News that nobody actually cared about, except a 22-year-old guy who was sobbing in the Miami Herald bathroom at midnight.
What a great visual. Just seeing you sobbing. Were you kneeling sobbing on the bathroom? Like on the, where were you? Are you,
I was staring straight into a mirror. I'm like, it's midnight. I'm in a newspaper bathroom. There's nobody there. I'm working another 17-hour day.
Yeah.
During that time I was playing basketball or trying to get my mind off of things. And I was thinking so much about work that I got hit in the head 3 times during a basketball game by the ball.
So you were looking in the mirror and you just saw failure. You were cloaked
in
failure.
That's all I saw.
Drenched in it. Yes.
Yes, that's right. Drenched in that and my own tears. Midnight again in the Miami Herald bathroom. Tony,
who was the other beat writer?
It was Gordon Eads. Gordon Eads was the famed baseball writer. Again, I'd have to sit here and call hotels all over America to find out if Dave Dombrowski was staying there. Whereas he would just call like his friend Whitey Lockman, who was in his wedding, and then we get all the information. And so I just get beat on everything. Yes, Billy.
So were you just like, when you found out where Dave Dombrowski were staying, you just kind of hang out in the lobby and hope that he talked to you?
No, it was just phone calls, and it was Dave Dombrowski before he'd been hired. So the story that I wrote for the Miami Herald is that Carl Barger, the team president, and Dave Dombrowski were in a hotel. Like, I thought I'd accomplished something, calling a million hotels and finding that they were there, calling them, getting 2 no comments, and the next day in the paper it said, in the other paper, the Marlins have hired Dave Dombrowski, while all I have is that they're in the same hotel.
So I got a funny story for you about calling hotels. When I was very young in radio, we used to do that. We used to call the team hotels because it would tell you in the Major League Baseball book, the media guide, it would tell you where they would stay in certain cities. And we did a bit to Jimmy Williams, who was the Red Sox manager one time, and we told him that one of our board ops was his illegitimate son. He didn't love that. He kept hanging up on us.
Okay, very good. Excellent professional work by you. I don't understand why you were doing that.
Yeah.
Way to go.
It was funny at the time.
In terms of radio unprofessionalism, where does Dennis Rodman getting fellatio while being interviewed by you rank?
Hey, that was also happened on my watch, too. So there is that. You know what I mean? So.
But what's at the height of your unprofessional radio behavior? Was it telling David Stern that games in the NBA were fixed and having him yell at you?
Do you remember when I did that? I actually, let me tell you, and I live to tell the story, okay? You flipped the script on me now, actually. I told David Stern during the 2003 playoffs. This was after the Sacramento Kings Lakers series the year before. I said, "Why does it seem like the young teams are at a disadvantage and the veteran teams always get the calls?" And he looked at me. He paused. He looked me up and down, and he said, "You know, George, what you're saying there is illegal in 50 states." Further, I say, if not. And that's how he ended the interview. And then I was just like, okay, let me just transition to something else. What do you make of Dwayne Wade, huh? And by the way, when he left, he tapped me on the back and he said, "Good job, George." And just, patted me on the head and walked away.
Mina Kimes is next.
Guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Mina Kimes will join us here in just a second. Rachel Nichols at 12:30 Eastern. It's that time of year. The NFL is almost here, and ESPN Fantasy Football is around the corner. Draft your team, compete with your friends, and take home the crown. Sign up now at ESPN.com/fantasyfootball today. And now for your SportsCenter update. The NBA Players Association Executive Director Michelle Roberts says the NBA may need to compete in a bubble for next season. Oklahoma coach Lincoln Riley and the school's Board of Regents have agreed on a new 6-year contract extension through the 2025 season. And finally, Mount Everest is actually pronounced Everest, not Everest. Who knew? If you're like me, you love a good stat, but there's one stat you probably don't know: your vehicle's battery charge. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment needed. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts at participating CarQuest locations. See store for details. For all the latest headlines and information, tune into SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
That is Jorge Sedano. He is replacing the irreplaceable Stugatz. It is Stugatz's 48th birthday. Put it on the poll, please, Guillermo, at Le Batard Show. Did you know it was pronounced Mount Everest? Let's go around the Zoom call here before we get Mina Kimes on the line. Chris Cody, did you know that there was a black, this is a yes or no question for all of you, yes or no, did you know there was a black national anthem a month ago? Did you know that that existed, yes or no?
No.
Tony, did you know there was a black national anthem? Yes or no?
Yes.
Sedano, did you know there was a black national anthem? Yes or no?
No.
Roy, did you know there was a black national anthem? Yes or no?
Yes, Dan.
Billy, did you know there was a black national anthem? Yes or no?
All the Eagles, Dan.
Mina, did you know there was a black national anthem? Yes or no?
No, but Everest?
Yeah, Everest.
Yeah.
Mount Everest.
Things I don't know.
I did not know that the Boston Red Sox were capable of playing the black national anthem and going so strong with Black Lives Matter. What do you make of that in a city known for racism being generationally handed down?
I think it's interesting that it's happening now, because when all of these sports teams started putting out statements amidst the protests after the murder of George Floyd, you and I talked about why corporations and companies and teams and leagues were getting involved. And I told you, Dan, I think on the radio, that it felt like there was now, I don't want to say a business impetus, but the center had moved was the phrase I kept using, and it felt safe. It felt unsafe to not say anything for these companies, again, from a financial perspective, setting aside the moral imperative. And now, actually, I think we're in this important point of that movement where I don't think companies feel compelled to be as involved, and perhaps teams are being pushed by their own employees. So I think now is actually when it's more meaningful that teams like the Red Sox are doing this.
What do you make? I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry.
What,
go ahead, Dan.
Did you have something here, Sedano? Did you have a question?
You have a follow-up on this, but I had something that is sort of related. But go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead. Like, what kind of awkwardness is that? Are you going to tell me that you wanted to talk, or are you just going to keep going?
Oh, my bad, man. My bad. Go. Just, it's your show. Go.
No, you go.
This is going well.
I mean, fine. Okay.
All right, I'll Mina, go.
Go, Dan.
No, you go.
Oh, Lord.
Manda huevo. Dale.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead. All right, I'll go. No, you go.
Why are you such a jerk?
Go ahead, you go.
Is it really Steve's
Are we just going to do this, all the entire media conversation? You go. No, you go. No, you go.
What do you make of Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee, Mina, keeping it light, calling on the NBA?
Phenomenal. Phenomenal. Okay, yeah, no, keep going. Let's do this.
Yes, calling on the NBA to create a foundation and donate a portion of the profits they make from their tight-knit relationship with communist China to support human rights.
I hope whatever serious thing I'm about to say gets aggregated in combination with you guys being terrible at radio for 20 seconds before this.
George, you go ahead and go.
George,
do you have a follow-up here for Mina on this?
It's the verbal equivalent of the Halloween costume and the serious take. I think this is fascinating. I think it's challenging because, as Pablo so eloquently laid out when he talked about DeSean Jackson, sometimes we want to talk about, it can be challenging to capture or address or analyze sort of the underlying issue. In that case, it was anti-Semitism, while that issue and the conversation around it is simultaneously being hijacked by people who want to use the issue as a platform to advance their own cause. I don't think it's controversial for me to say that's how politicians operate in America. It doesn't matter what party we're talking about. So in this case, the issue is human rights abuses in China, right? Whether we're talking about the civil liberties and with Hong Kong, or what's happening to the Uyghur Muslim minority, which is horrible.
Appalling. Okay?
And appalling. Appalling. That's real. It's a real thing. And yet, listen, I used to write about businesses. Every Fortune 500 company is in business with China, okay? And far bigger companies than the NBA, far bigger enterprises. And I do think it is telling, and it's a separate issue, and it cuts to what I was saying earlier when people use the NBA in particular, which is, of course, a very prominent non-white league, use that as the platform to address this real issue. It muddles it in a way that it makes it more challenging, in my opinion, to actually discuss the underlying issue at hand.
Can it be as simple as this? As look, all those things that you outlined are horrible, as we just discussed. We all
you're going to go here, Sedano. You want to go
all,
here?
I will go here. Okay. We all agree.
Guys.
But can it be just as simple as they're a communist country? We're a democracy. And we're not going to change, the NBA or any of these corporations aren't going to change what a communist country is going to do and how they're going to do business. Whereas here, we can look inwardly, right? We can look at ourselves and say, yeah, we're a democracy. These things shouldn't be happening here. Like, that should be the first step, is fixing your own house, right? Getting your own house in order and then worrying about someone else later, when in reality you can't change someone whose philosophy on everything is the alleged polar opposite of what we are. Can it just be that simple? Like, the response can't just be that?
No, I don't think so. Speaking for myself here, I think it's important for...
Well, but I'm saying in regards to the NBA specifically.
Sure. Yeah. It's not... What I'm trying to say is I don't think it's more of a moral imperative for the NBA than it is for literally every other Fortune 500 company that are much larger than the NBA, and I think they're being singled out for political reasons, okay? That said, I think all of those other companies, and I don't want to get engaged in, like, whataboutism, all of those other companies have the same moral imperative as me, a human being who cares about human rights abuses both in America and beyond, which I really hope we all would. Every business, every human being shares that imperative. I just think the NBA is being singled out here for pretty transparent reasons.
So, Mina, let's talk about the NFL real quick. Camps are opening, all that stuff, right? What does it say about the NFL that
you're gonna go here? Do you want to go here, Sinatra?
I got it, Dan.
Do you want to stay on China or do you want to move to the NFL?
I'm moving to the NFL.
Okay.
Thanks,
you don't think the China thing is worth exploring some more? Just
I think we've done some things, but I do have some important stuff I want to ask Mina about.
So you
NFL.
Here or me? You or me?
It is me. Yeah, me. Me this time. Thanks. What does it say about the NFL that it felt like their most important players had to strong-arm them into daily testing, at least for 2 weeks, as they get to training camp?
You know, that was an interesting campaign because we were hearing that it actually had already kind of been ironed out before. I think it was really instructive to see that from the star players, though, because it showed the league, hey, we are now able to finally... I don't want to say win in the public, because who knows if they really won, but at least unify from a public relations perspective when we're going head-to-head with the league and trying to, you know, win in the court of public opinion or whatnot. The NFL is basically in the exact same spot as baseball. No better, no worse, in my opinion. They made the same mistake as baseball, thinking the rest of the country would get better. Public health experts have said the NFL's plan would have been fine if America had, you know, actually gotten its you-know-what together and cases had stabilized and the curve had flattened and all that. Clearly, it's not fine. And now we're in a place where we're asking, well, is it too late to do a bubble, modify bubbles? They're saying it is, in the same way that baseball was, which to me just means with the NFL, and I do think the season's going to happen, we're going to live with what we have lived with in baseball over the last week, uncertainty. Now, it's obviously very different because of the a smaller number of games and the fact that you really can't take out a team the same way you did. But I think it's going to be an up and down season like this. Players are going to be dropping out. Teams are going to be ravaged by this thing at short notice, and they're not going to veer off course.
Mina, stay there. We're going to come back with Mina Kimes after this.
You go, Dan. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Today on the ESPN Daily, the NBA returns to games tomorrow in the Orlando bubble, with some players having left and, of course, returned. ESPN's Jackie McMullen breaks down who will succeed. That's the ESPN Daily with, I believe, still Mina Kimes, who's going to join us here in a second. Subscribe wherever you get your podcast. I don't know if Pablo's taken that over yet, so I don't know.
Sometimes. He will take it over soon. Mina Kimes, you will find her on NFL Live beginning August 17th. You could get her podcast, The Mina Kimes Show, featuring Lenny, wherever it is you get your podcasts. A tweeter writes in, every day I listen to about 5 seconds of the Dan Le Batard Show and remember why I stopped listening.
You don't get the show.
You need to learn from your mistakes, sir. Just go away and stay away. Mina Kimes with us here on ESPN Radio. The Patriots, what's happening there? Is it the coronavirus and family priorities, or nobody wants to play with Cam?
I love, first of all, that's an incredible way into that topic. I love that the immediate reaction to the, like, spate of Patriots opt-outs was the response that GMs around the league suspected Belichick had some master plan.
Unbelievable.
Incredible.
They are so scared of that dude, Mina, that they think, like, honest to God, if he died tomorrow, they'd think he was faking his death for some sort of advantage.
Wait a second. You don't think he's tanking for Trevor now all of a sudden? Like, God. Oh, you guys want to opt out? Sure, go ahead.
Oh, my God. George, you're one of them. If he walked into the owners' meetings and, to take a page from Billy Madison, pissed his pants, every other GM would walk out with a wet splotch on their shorts, being like, I guess this is what we're doing now. Bill Belichick's doing it.
It's only going to be one of two things. It's going to either be the tank for Trevor, or he's trying to pull off the ultimate flex of all time. Like, I don't need all these guys. I can still win with a bunch of scrubs or whatever. Whatever you throw out there, I can win.
Wow, Sedano's buying this, Mina. Sedano, go ahead and have at it with him. Sedano believes in Belichick smarter than everyone, so he's having all his players opt out because of COVID.
It's one of the
conspiracy theory culture truly has gone too far. You might do that inadvertently. He might prove that he's the greatest coach. He already has proved that. He might flex on them, but certainly not intentionally. This is pretty serious for New England from a football perspective. Like, the opt-outs are still coming. It's a 7-day period, and it did feel like all the Patriots ones hit at once, but from a football angle, these are like meaningful players. The starting right tackle, Dante Hightower, who is the key to that defense, the guy who, you know, is mic'd up in the helmet, or has the headset rather. This is really bad for them. Like, you saw this effect projects this season, but cutting to what I was saying earlier, Dan, before the break, this is going to happen. Forget the opt-outs, right? At some point this season, a quarterback might test positive, or a star player will test positive. Like, this thing is, the NFL's determination to plow through this, and I understand why they're doing it, is there's going to be games significantly affected by this. This is only the beginning with New England.
What needs to happen, given that Gronk, clearly, it's not that he didn't want to play football, it's that he didn't want to play football there anymore, or he wanted to play with Tom. Given that Tom wanted to keep playing football, but decided to play football elsewhere, and given that it can look to others like all of these opt-outs are happening because these guys don't even want to go to training camp, so they don't have to suffer the Belichick training camp. Like, at what point does any of that stick to Belichick, the idea that people don't have fun playing there, even while winning?
It doesn't, because we're talking about players in Chung and Hightower, Dan, who have played for the Patriots for years. Right, like, if they didn't want to play for the Patriots, this would have come up long before this. And literally, what's just happened is, like, it's been three big players there, and they've had a few more. Like, this is an immense small sample size situation. Not to throw cold water on, like, the narrative that we can draw from this random thing happening at once. But I don't think it says anything about New England that these players in particular. I mean, Dante Hightower loves New England. He's a captain there. He had a baby, literally just had a baby. Like, Bill Belichick did not go back in time 9 months and tell Dante, hey, I think we're going to have a coronavirus pandemic. Please have a baby. Make sure it comes out right before the opt-outs happen. That way Hightower can opt out and I can tank for Trevor.
Guillermo, put it on the poll. Do you believe Belichick tells his players when to have sex and procreate? We've got less than a minute left here. Jamal Adams goes to your Seahawks. They gave up too much for him, right?
They did, but I'm really excited to watch Jamal Adams play for this team. Yes, they it was absolutely a win for the Jets. I'm sorry Stu's not here to talk about that, but you see why Pete Carroll wanted him. He's like a perfect fit for their defense. And also, I think they feel like they are actual contenders. You can disagree with that, but they were inches away from winning the division. Homer take.
The Mina Kimes Show featuring Lenny. You should go check it out. You will get your football fix there, and she has been promoted to NFL analyst. You can catch her NFL Live beginning August 17th on ESPN. Is it 4 or 4:30 to 5? 4 p.m. to 5 or 4:30 to 5?
It is 4 to 5, Dan.
Yes, 1 hour of a lot of football in your face. Mina, thank you for being on with us. We appreciate it.
Bye.
Good job stealing Dan's slot.
We will see if Sedano flips the script again next.